Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. It's great to see everybody out there in Zoom land. Pretty neat. I like that. Close this real quick so everybody can build me. Hey, this morning we're going to be over in the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Let me get there. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I was reading a story. I thought it was funny, but it was hilarious. Oh. It was hilarious to me. It may not be funny to everybody else, but it was talking about a minister. There was a minister who went to a fellow friend who happened to be a pastor of another church, and he was seeking financial support. And so he went to the pastor, and he says, you know, I need a little help, and I'm seeking some financial support for my ministry. And the pastor asked me, he said, well, what church do you serve in or whatever? And so he said, it's the invisible church. So the pastor said, okay, what ministry are you trying to seek support for? He said, I serve the invisible church. That's what you need to know. And so the pastor scratched his head for a little bit, and so the pastor held out his hand, and it was empty, and the minister said, well, what is this? He says, here's some invisible money for your invisible church. I said, you know what? He just told me he could respond to him, like, yeah, you know, till you give me something concrete, definitive, all I can do is give you something invisible. So, amen, amen. Ephesians 4, guys, where we're going to be, we're going to talk about speaking the truth in love.
Come on.
Which is always needed. Some great song picks in the last two songs. Oh, wow, those are some great moving songs, some great words that ring true. You know, a couple things I want to make is that, you know, works give us purpose. They just do. Works give us purpose. Service for God meets the needs of others. Leadership equips us. Building up the kingdom matures us and unifies us. When we are mature in the Lord, we can't be misled by the deceitfulness of others. Maturity allows us to speak the truth in love. You know, the behavior of a disciple is so important, especially in this world.
Yes.
As a disciple of Christ, you are the representative for the kingdom of God.
That's right.
As a representative, you are security. That's one of your position as a disciple. You are security. What does that mean? You are tasked with protecting the word of God in its integrity.
Amen.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God, you are customer service.
Yep.
Which means you're tasked with greeting all newcomers with truth and love.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God, you are quality control.
Yeah.
You are tasked with making sure that the truth is being spoken and lived out. In the kingdom of God, you are management.
Wow.
You are tasked with equipping others for works of service.
Yep.
And finally, in the kingdom of God, you are a laborer. You are a worker. You are tasked with doing the work of the Lord.
Yep. Yes.
You know, but regardless of which position you are in at any given time, you are always called to speak the truth in love.
Yes.
We could be in Ephesians 4, and Ephesians 4 talks about, it really focuses on the behavior of a disciple. That's what it focuses on, our behavior and how we should be conducting ourselves. But then again, the whole scripture focuses on that. But this in particular focuses on it, and it just says, man, you know, this is how we should be living. This is what our life should look like. And over in Ephesians 4, we're going to start in verse 11. And it says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelist, and the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service.
Right.
So that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Right.
He says, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body is joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Amen.
Man, we have got work to be doing. Ain't that something?
Yep.
God said you have work to do. We like to think that in the kingdom there's no work to do, but we've got work to do.
Oh yeah.
We are being prepared for works of service. You know, it has been said that the truth without love is brutality. Mm-hmm. And love without truth is hypocrisy.
Ooh. Oh,
come on.
Say that again.
It has been said that the truth without love is brutality, and love without truth is hypocrisy.
Yes, sir.
We like to think we can have one without the other.
No, sir.
Come on.
You think about love without truth. A lot of times we think we're doing people a service by shielding them from the truth, but you're not. You're not helping them at all.
That's right.
And sometimes we don't want to tell them the truth because sometimes we just like, when I speak, it don't come out the right way. It just, you know, it just not delivered the right way. It's like, so how do I tell them the truth without it just coming out of the way where they're like, oh God, what is this, you know? They hear more of something else and they don't hear the truth being spoken.
More love.
Amen, our love. But God causes us to speak the truth in love, and God equips us to do that.
That's right.
You know, the truth always needs to be heard. It just does. But the delivery is important when delivering the truth to one another.
Yes.
You know, to embrace the truth, you cannot embrace this world and its corruptible ways.
That's right.
It will lead you to destruction. You know, I don't know how many of you listen to music. You probably like, all of us do. We all love music. Music is a great thing. We love music. Music is so great and wonderful, so powerful. It is. Music moves you. And when you hear a song, it's not the lyrics that a lot of times move you, it's the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's that beat.
Right.
You get that sway, you get that rock, you know, you get going in your car, you're doing all kinds of things, and you know, people are looking like, what's going on? And you know Lord can play it off like you're on the phone talking to somebody. They're like, nah, you ain't talking to nobody. There's something else happening in your car. But you know, music is something else. And I know a lot of people, you know, we have different artists that we grew up that we like and everything, and they make some great songs, like it's good. You know, but as you get older, you begin to listen to the lyrics. You're like, what are you talking about? You know, someone said all this? Oh, Lord, I done got caught up, you know. But Beyonce, we know Beyonce.
Yeah.
Great artist, song. Yeah, Beyonce, go, man. You know, she made this song. Well, I should say she's won a Grammy. She's like the most winning person with Grammys. You're like, what a great achievement. But how did she achieve this? She made a song called Lemonade. What's that song? Anybody ever heard of the song Lemonade?
Yeah.
Lemonade, ain't that something? You ever heard some of the lyrics in the song?
No.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I heard that song.
Yeah. Man, publishing fees, I think, earned like $7.7 million on that song. Publishing fees. I tend to track and follow different things that was going on. So some disciples were having a conversation on our National Church web thing on Facebook. And one of the sisters got on there and she started speaking the truth, man. She started laying out about this song. She says, it basically was like an admonishment, like, let me warn you, be careful what you're allowing your kids to listen to.
Yep.
Be careful what they listen to.
Amen.
And she happened to point the song with that Beyonce wrote called Lemonade. I never heard the song. And she went down on it and everything. She was talking about the song and the song said, you gotta be careful. And of course, I'm gonna tell you, when you're not close to God or you're wrestling, I call it when you're having a jacket moment, you're wrestling with God because you want your way, you're not going to see things clearly. And so when she did that, you know, one of the things, a couple of the disciples like, well, you know, if the church would do more to do help out and everything, you know, then people would make it big. And I'm like, that don't make sense.
Wow.
You know, that don't make sense, you know, anything like that. But the point she was making about the song, she said the song says something that's disrespectful to the word of God. Mm-hmm. So of course, what I do is, let's go Google. I need to see this song. What are the lyrics? Does this song say this? And in this song, she says she used the holy pages out of the holy book to soak up the blood for her time of the month.
Oh,
I had to go read it for myself.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
That's not good.
Not at all.
Wow.
It's there. You can go back and check it yourself. I had to go back and check. I said, what is sister talking about? Of course, she was blunt with it. She's like, this is what this song says. I was like, and sure enough, that's what it says.
Wow.
That's what the respect you have in the Bible.
Ooh.
For God's word.
Ooh.
Man, are we speaking the truth to people out there who are lost?
Yeah. Wow.
There are people who are lost who are hearing this type of message.
Wow.
That gives direct disrespect to God.
Yep.
Word. And we all know Beyonce. Well, oh, she's made some great music. But when you listen to the lyrics and somebody catches you and say, hey, you need to listen, you know? But what's disappointing is some disciples are putting pushback. I'm like, you pushing back? Are you reading the words? We got to learn to speak the truth in love.
Yes.
Amen.
Even when people push back against it.
Amen.
Even when disciples are in a moment, as I call right now, you're wrestling with God because you're trying to find a way to have your way. Mm-hmm. But the Lord used the disciple to say, hey, do you know what you are listening to? Do you know what you are celebrating? Here's somebody who is trampling over the word of God. And you're like, hey, it's a great song.
Come on, Sydney.
Wow. We can't be afraid to speak the truth in love.
That's right.
We cannot be afraid to share the truth in love. Even when people get caught up in their emotions, even when people get caught up in the world, we have to remember the things of the world lead to destruction.
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
But the truth of God leads to paradise, to peace, to heaven. Turn your Bibles over to Proverbs 27:6. You know, we talked about speaking the truth to those who are lost, and speaking the truth in love, helping people to understand and take hold of it. But you know, I think about, you know, our relationship.
Yeah, come on.
You
come
know.
On, bro. It's there too.
Because, you know, we need to hear the truth ourselves. As disciples, we need to hear the truth ourselves. We need to hear the truth. But sometimes we don't like to hear the truth. We even have our struggles too. We don't. I'm going to read something to you real quick. Let me get there first. Do the computer thing like the other brothers, trying to be on key. It says, what good comes from telling the truth? What good comes from calling it like it is? What is the benefit of speaking the truth in love? It is growth, maturity, and unity. Delivery is everything when speaking the truth. From our tone to our body gestures, from our choice of words to our facial expressions. Delivery of the truth will impact another soul. Do you care enough about your brother or sister in the faith to show them love by telling them the truth?
Yes.
Come on.
Proverbs 27 verse 6 says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Who are you? Which one of these titles describes you?
Come on.
Are you my friend or are you my enemy? Ask yourself that. Are you my friend or are you my enemy? Enemy blows kisses. You're going to try to pamper it up, soft it up. Oh, you have that. Oh, let me make you feel good. Man, them the kind of kisses I don't want.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Give me some truth.
Yes, yep. Please.
Give me the truth. The truth will help me to grow.
Yes.
It will help me to mature.
Amen.
And it will help me to be unified with the body of Christ.
That's right.
Give me truth. Give me truth. You know, recently, I was having a conversation with two disciples, and we were discussing some issues and everything, and I knew it. But my pride was everywhere. You know, when pride is everywhere, you can't see straight. You think you can see straight, but you can't see straight. You can put as many glasses in the contacts on as you want. When your pride is in full effect, you can't see nothing.
That's right.
Right.
And these disciples, this brother and sister was having, trying to help me to understand, you know, we understand it, but there's a way of doing things. There's a procedure. You got to remember, you got to do that. I was like, ah. And I'm going to tell you, one thing I love about God And because I embrace everything of God is that when I'm wrong, the Holy Spirit lets me know.
Oh, yes.
I don't sleep good. I don't get no sleep. God, like, you're not going to sleep. Like, he's poking me. You're not going to sleep. You need to think about what happened here, what transpired.
Good for you.
And I thought about that. I said, Sidney, no matter how which way you try to turn this, shape this, to make this right, you were wrong in this. Mm-hmm. You're wrong in this. I went back and apologized to that sister. I did. I said, you know what? You were right. It doesn't matter what I knew, but you were right because I didn't handle it the right way. But she was bold enough. Her and that brother was bold enough to speak to me, to speak the truth and love to me. And that was needed. And God said, you need that.
Amen.
You need that. Because not every brother and sister is going to do that.
Yep.
And when a brother and sister or a person in your life refuse to do that, they are your enemy.
Yep.
For that moment.
That's
they
right.
may not be forever, but for that moment. Because that's they right. are refusing to tell you what you need to hear. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't hear it, you won't grow. And you won't mature. And you will never be unified with them or the body of Christ. You know, you have to ask yourself, will you deliberately lie to make me feel good?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Or will you tell me the truth because it's good for me? I want to tell you guys, don't be afraid to step on some toes and push some buttons.
Come on.
That's right.
Because in all reality, it's not you who's stepping on toes or pushing buttons. It's simply the truth. That's all it is. It's just simply the truth. And we all need to hear the truth.
That's right.
Ask yourself going forward. Are you going to be a friend? Or are you going to be an enemy who blows multiple or multiple kisses?
Come on.
Yeah.
Turn back over to Ephesians 4. You have to ask yourself, what good can come from telling the truth? What good can come from telling the truth?
Let's find out.
Let's do it. You know, I love here in Ephesians, just the instructions are so clear and so great. But starting in verse 15, it says, instead, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow.
Oh.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
To become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ.
That's right.
The truth will grow us.
Amen.
Not in one respect, not in two or three respect, but in every respect. Isn't there something that the truth will grow you in every respect, that you will mature? Isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that what we will scrap? We want to mature. We want to grow in Christ. We want to be that way. You know, there's a lot of things that's been happening lately here. You know, we've had some things. We've had some deaths and passing away, you know. Definitely been praying for Nora and Rich and the loss of a sister, you know. And, you know, recently I've had it where my cousin just recently passed away. And, got that call yesterday, you know, and so but the maturity to be able to handle that. I think scripture says that, well, we don't handle death the way the world handles it.
That's right.
You know, we don't get all those up my, oh, God is the end of the door. We don't, because we understand there's a purpose for each life.
Yeah.
But you know, you wouldn't know that if you were not fully vested in the truth. You just wouldn't know that. We would be like those in the dark, lost. Is this the end? What's going on? What's happening? But when you're vested in the truth, you realize our death is not the end of the story.
That's right.
I was sharing with Richard. I said, you know, we got these fancy names for sports. I said, but God is the originator of the transfer portal. He is. God is the originator of the transfer portal.
Oh.
Everything, death serves a purpose. That's our transfer portal. That's it. Hey, that's it. God is the originator. But truth allows us to grow. Truth allows us to mature. Truth enables us to be able to handle the things that come our way.
That's right.
Yep.
It's not saying that, oh, it's going to be easy. But we have an understanding that it gives us. This is not the end. It's like that last song Richard played for communion. He said, this is not the end. I'm only gone for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end. You have to love the truth, because truth is what God is about. Verse 16 says, from him the whole body is joined and held together. It says, by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Amen.
This is amazing. God inspired the writer of this to say, hey, guess what? Let me tell you what the church is like. You're like ligaments. You're connected.
Yeah.
You are together. That's it. Me and my son, my second oldest, girlfriend was talking about it, and she was sharing the scripture with me. And she has a heart to learn. My son always warns her, don't go over there. Gonna start talking religion and Bible with my dad. Please don't do that. Don't go act like you don't know. And he'll come and tell me the day before. I'd have warned the dad. I think he'd be trying to tell me, don't entertain her. I'm like, but you know me. You know if she opened that door, you know I'm gonna step in it. And of course, you know, he came the day before. So he comes back the second yesterday with her and bring her grandson, and she comes into it. But I'm looking like, she wants to learn, but she's trying to do it on her own. Sure, let's have a conversation. And so she says the thing. She said, you know, it's kind of like the people say, you know, like they use that scripture in the Bible, say, you know, birds of a flock together. And I'm like, And she said, what are you doing? I'm flipping the Bible in my mind. I can't find the scripture.
No, sir.
I said, but I said, look in Google. And she said, I'm going to look at it. She said, it's not in the Bible. I said, well, you know, hey. She said, but people say, I get where you're trying to go, but that's not in the Bible. But she's hungry for the truth. But if I didn't know my word, I couldn't have caught on it.
Right.
How old is she?
Right. 34, 35. Yeah. And so it's like, man, it's like, but I think about how God is like, you got to be in the truth.
That's right.
You got to be submitted in the truth. Because you're going to have conversations with people who are looking for God and don't know God, but they want you to think, I know some things.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you're like, But also, we had a great conversation. We must have talked about it for like an hour or so. Because I like, speak the truth in love. Don't brimstone this girl. Don't throw fire. Don't torture her to death. Just talk to her. Love her and shape her.
Amen. Amen.
But you know, and even when she got things wrong that she said was in the Bible, because of me loving God so much, I was able to be gentle and say, well, no, it's not there, but let's see where you're going with this. Let's get this to work and show you what this scripture is actually saying with this. Mm-hmm. When you are connected with the body, when you are tied in, as God said, we're ligaments together, you can be helpful resource to people who are looking for God.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can be helpful to one another. Mm-hmm. And you can be bold about speaking the truth in love. One of the things I've been excited about us speaking the truth in love, because as he says, I think it's over in John 4, Jesus says the worshipers he are looking for, I think they worship what, in spirit and what, truth?
Truth.
Yeah.
Amen, listen, yeah. You know, what's been exciting, I was talking to Donald and I'm almost thinking like, everybody almost in this room has been spending time with people, just looking over the word of God. That's like just hearing the exciting stories of people just getting into the word, looking at it and just studying the God, and they're learning about God's truth and they're seeing God's love in action. I thought this is what speaking the truth in love is supposed to look like.
Right.
Amen.
Man, I love you enough, man, to tell you God's word. I love you enough to show you God's truth. I will not be your enemy and tell you what you want to hear and blow you kisses. That will be your destruction. I will not do that.
Amen.
We have to remember that we are the body of Christ.
Yes.
We have to remember that we are God's workmanship.
Amen.
And we have to realize that also, and remember that as God's people who are tied together, as God said, like ligaments, and we work for God, one of the greatest work that we do is speaking the truth in love.
Yes.
We just don't speak the truth, but we love you while we speak the truth.
That's right.
Love is a big part of who God is.
Yes.
Love is a major part of who God's, what God's church is to this world and to each other.
That's right.
Without love, truth would truly be brutality.
Mm-hmm.
It would be total brutality. People couldn't take it. You thought the suicide rate was something else, it would be horrible.
Yep.
But because of the existence of God's love, He shows us and he equips us to deliver the truth from God's perspective.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Not our own. I seen something recently, guys, in closing. It was a fascinating story, but I had to think about it for a minute. I seen something recently about where a husband and a wife, I think about 3 years apart, they took their life, and somebody was trying to make sense of it. They were just trying to make a lot of sense of it. And I remember they asked this pastor, they said, you know, with what this guy promoted, and this guy promoted a lot of life and love. He did now, a lot of life and love. He was a great animal lover and everything. He promoted it a lot and the things he did. Even wrote several books. He fell into a depression mode, and he ended up taking his life, and then 3 years later, his wife took his life. And they asked the pastor to say, with what they portrayed and what they did, does this square up? And I thought the news report, I was like, that was very tactful. You know, trying to be like, does this make sense? The life that they betrayed, but what they did, the reporter's like, it's not adding up, but does it square up? And I thought for sure with the pastor on TV, I thought for sure they were going to like, oh, they're going to evade this. But the pastor said, no, it doesn't. It doesn't square up, you know, but we have to go forward and, you know, make the best of this and do what we can do.
Right.
You know, we'll continue to, you know, honor the legacy that they live when they were alive, but what they did in the end, it doesn't square up with the life that they live.
Right.
You know, speaking the truth is not always pleasant.
No.
And I can see on that pastor's face, it was not pleasant to answer that question. Mm-hmm. But they did speak the truth and said, it don't square up.
That's right.
That's right.
We just have to keep going forward, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to challenge you this morning. You're going to be in positions where you're going to have to speak the truth.
Yep.
And it's not going to be pleasant. Sometimes it's going to be great. Sometimes it's going to be encouraging. Sometimes it's just not going to be fun.
Right.
But as a person pursuing God, trust God.
Amen. Amen.
Trust God. Do what you're called to do.
That's right.
Speak the truth in love. And let God handle the rest.
That's right.
Do not be an enemy to people by trying to shield them and hide them from the truth.
Right.
But
right.
Instead, pray to God, lean on God, lean on his church, say the truth, and keep moving forward.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you guys so much.
Amen.
Praise God.